Today we're taking a classic old-school DNB air horn hit and turning it into something that feels emotional, controlled, and ready for a sunrise set inside Ableton Live 12. And this is more than just throwing a cheesy rave sample into the arrangement. The goal is to resample it, shape it, and make it feel like a proper musical moment. Something that can hit hard before a drop, bloom in a breakdown, or act like a signal flare when the energy shifts from pressure into release. In drum and bass, a horn like this can easily become too sharp, too dry, or too obvious. So the trick is not just the sound itself. It's how you carve the midrange, how you control the stereo image, and how you automate the space around it. That's what makes it feel modern, and that's also why this is a mastering-minded workflow. We're thinking about headroom, mono compatibility, transient control, and how the horn sits against a sub-heavy mix from the very beginning. First, grab a horn source. That could be an air horn sample, a short synth brass stab, made with Wavedible or Operator, or even a one-shot from your own library. Put it on an audio track and find a clean moment where it lands on its own, without bass fighting underneath it. If you're working in a rough project, solo the horn with a basic drum loop, so you can hear its character clearly. A good starting move is to trim the clip so the transient starts cleanly, and leave a tiny bit of tail if the sample has personality. Also, make sure the level is not clipping before you start processing. If the source is a synth patch, you can bounce it to audio first so you can treat it like a real resample and commit to the sound. Now shape the horn before you print it. A solid stock chain in Ableton would be EQ8, saturator, drum boss, and utility. With EQ8, high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to clear out useless low rumble. If it feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. If you want more bite, give a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz. Then use saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip on, and add a touch of drum bus for density and grit. Keep an eye on utility, so the chain doesn't get too hot. This stage is where you decide the personality. Do you want the horn to feel bright and celebratory, dark and warning-like, distant and hazy, close and aggressive? That choice matters, because the resample will carry that energy into the rest of the track. Next, create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it, then play the horn through your processing chain and record a few passes. Don't just capture one hit. Record 4 to 8 hits if you can, because slight variation can make the final hook feel much more alive. A lot of great DNB hooks come from choosing the best print rather than relying on one static sample. Once you've recorded, consolidate the best hit with Command or Control J, rename it clearly, and color code it so you can find it fast later. Keep the resample track in the project too. That way, if you decide the mix needs a different direction later, you can always go back and adjust the chain. Now let's make the horn feel emotional instead of just loud. On the resampled audio clip, add reverb, echo, auto filter, and if you want a smoother space, hybrid reverb is a great option too. The point here is not to drown the horn. The point is to create motion after the hit. Try a reverb decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds with a modest dry and wet mix. For echo, set it around an eighth note dotted or a quarter note feel with moderate feedback. Then automate auto filter so the sound opens over one or two bars, starting narrower and more filtered, then blooming into the next phrase. That movement is what gives you the sunrise emotion. It feels like the sound is lifting, not just ringing out. If you want better control, use return tracks for the reverb and delay. That keeps the dry punch intact while letting the spacious part lie separately. A really strong arrangement move is to place the horn at the end of an 8-bar breakdown, then let the echo and reverb fill the gap right before the next drum variation or drop. That's a proper DJ-friendly cue, and it feels musical too. To make the sound feel like a record, not just one sample, build a few resample layers. Duplicate the clip and make 3 versions. One version should be dry and punchy, with little or no reverb. Another should be wide and emotional, with more delay and a longer tail. A third can be the character layer, pitch down a few semitones for weight, or up a few semitones for urgency. If you want even more grit, bounce a subtle layer through Redux and keep it very low in the blend. You're not trying to make it noisy. You're trying to add texture. This layered approach gives you flexibility in the arrangement. In the drop, the horn can be a short accent. In the breakdown, it can be wide and emotional. In the intro or outro, it can be filtered and DJ-friendly. That's the kind of adaptation that makes a single sound useful across the whole tune. Now place the horn with the groove. Don't just drop it randomly on top. make it talk to the drums and bass. Try putting it on the last beat of bar 8 before a section change, or on beat 1 with a snare pickup before it. You can also use it in call and response with a snare fill or tom pattern, or answer a bass phrase after it ends. If you're working with rollers or jungle-influenced energy, keep it sparing and let the drums carry the motion. If the track is darker, place the horn against a more restrained arrangement so it feels like a warning flare rather than a party chant. And if it clashes with the snare or the reese, make room for it. Carve a small notch with EQ8, thin the hats, or briefly pull the bass back. Often the arrangement fix is better than just turning it up. Stereo control is a big one here. Old school horns can sound massive when wide, but DNB mastering chains will expose messy stereo fast. Keep the transient mostly centered, and widen only the tail or the return effects. Utility can help with width on the wide layer, but don't overdo it. A horn that sounds huge in stereo, but falls apart in mono, is going to cause problems on club systems and can mess with the snare and bass relationship. Always check mono. If the horn still reads clearly in mono, you're in a good place. If it gets unstable, high-pass the side content on the return, reduce low end in the reverb, or shorten the delay feedback. The core impact should feel solid in the center, while the emotion lives around it. Now for the final polish, think like a mastering engineer early. Ask yourself if the horn is peaking too hard against the snare. Check whether there's too much harshness around 3 to 6 kHz. Make sure the reverb isn't swallowing the kick or sub. And be careful not to repeat it so often that it becomes fatiguing. If needed, use a compressor or glue compressor for gentle control, and EQ8 to tame harshness. Limiter should be an emergency tool, not a creative crutch. The real target is headroom and contrast. Often the horn doesn't need to be louder. It needs less mud, better timing, and more space around it. A really useful trick is to judge the horn at low monitor volume. If you can still hear the character when it's quiet, it's probably sitting in the right frequency zone. Also, don't trust solo too much. A horn can sound exciting by itself and still be too forward in the full mix. Always judge it against kick, snare, and bass together. If the sample feels stale, don't immediately pile on more effects. Sometimes the fix is timing. Nudging the hit slightly earlier or later against the drums can make it come alive in a way that no plugin can fake. If you want to push the sound further, try a chopped horn phrase. Slice the resample into a few tiny parts and reorder them into a call and response motif, or make a layered octave design, with one copy pitched up for shine and another kept lower and shorter for weight. Another great trick is a ghost horn, a quiet, heavily filtered version tucked behind the main hit, maybe to 16th or quarter note later. That can feel like an echo of memory, which is perfect for sunrise emotion. You can also use a reverse reverb pre-hit to build tension before the horn lands. That works beautifully before a switch-up or a DJ-friendly drop. And for darker or heavier DNB, keep the horn extremely brief and more textural. Let it add character without stealing focus from the drums and bass. So here's the quick workflow to remember. Find a horn source. Shape it with EQ, saturation, and drum bus style processing. Resample it into audio. Add motion with reverb, echo, and filter automation. Build a few layers for different emotional uses. Then place it with intention in the arrangement and keep checking mono, headroom, and how it interacts with the groove. For practice, make 3 versions from the same horn. One dry punch version for a drop announcement, one wide sunrise version with more delay and reverb, and one dark tension version pitched down with a shorter tail. Put each one in a different 8-bar context, then check mono and decide which version actually feels best in a real DNB arrangement. The main lesson here is simple. Resampling turns a basic horn hit into a signature moment. If you keep the transient clean, the tail controlled, and the frequency balance focused, that old-school air horn becomes more than a reference. It becomes an emotional cue that can lift a whole sunrise set.